It's time for another exciting episode of Travel Vanter, the podcast, with your hosts, Tom and Angie. They're two people who are young enough to enjoy the adventure of travel, but old and wise enough to appreciate it. Let's get into this episode. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody. It is time for another exciting episode of Travel Vanter. How are you doing, Angie?
I'm awesome, Tom. How are you?
Good. Once again, I get to use that great phrase, we have some wet ink on our passports.
We do.
We have multiple stamps on our passports.
We do. We traveled through an additional country this time.
We got multiple stamps.
We did.
But yeah, this is the first episode from our trip to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
We are back, and we have lots of things to share and stories to tell.
I think we could talk for days on Ireland. It was so amazing.
Yep, we'll keep it in maybe, we can keep people around for days, but maybe a few minutes at a time.
Hopefully.
Okay. So I thought maybe we would go backwards, just to be different. So
okay.
One of the last cities that we visited was Galway, Ireland.
Oh, Galway.
And if anybody is familiar with the new intro music that we're using for this Ireland series, you might recall that is called Galway Girl.
Mm-hmm.
By the artist
Ed Sheeran.
There you go. And so we have a bit of a connection, whether it'll come up in this podcast or not, to that music video.
We'll see. Ooh, teaser.
But
gotta stick around.
What is your impression of Galway? What kind of city is it? What kind of stood out to you?
Galway was absolutely amazing. Galway was both that mix of small town, walk along the port, enjoy the beach, but also lively college town and musicians out in front of pubs and colorful and streams and awesome food and just amazing, amazing, amazingness.
That is hard to follow.
It is hard to follow.
Yeah, it is. It is a town by the sea that definitely has a youthful college vibe, but
mm-hmm.
It's also very much a port city.
It is.
And we had spent 6, 7, 8 days more away from the coast and amidst green and green and more green.
Yes.
So we were in for a treat when we got to this coastal city.
We were. It was at first entrance upon the city. We had driven up from another town and visited the Cliffs of Moher and were doing all the back little roads and the national roads and all that. And we come into this small town with some of those crazy turns and twists and streets that you have to navigate. And just we happened upon our lodging, and we can share that in this podcast. We stayed at the Heron's Rest, which is the bed and breakfast that is used in Ed Sheeran's video Galway Girl.
It is the award-winning bed and breakfast. So even if that video had never existed, the awards that they've received from all over the place would still exist, and boy did they earn every single one of them.
They did. It was the most amazing accommodations. It was truly a bed and breakfast. Smaller rooms. We were on the third floor with that opening up balcony window that you see in that video. We stayed for two nights, had breakfast down at a community table in the morning. It was close to city center. It was right along the harbor. We saw the boats and the sunset, and it was in colorful row houses. It was one of those things that was truly out of a storybook.
You dropped yourself into a picture postcard.
It was, and we'll post on Travel Vanter photos of the row houses, and you'll be able to see the one that we stayed in as well.
So when I picked that location or that accommodation in that location, I really had no idea about the song or the
mm-hmm.
video.
Yeah.
I learned that all after I made the reservation. What drew me to that was I was looking at reviews of places to stay, because we had just spent 5 nights in more traditional kind of luxury hotel kind of
mm-hmm.
accommodations, and so we had not at this point in the trip had any kind of bed and breakfast experience, so I was kind of looking for that. And what I was really looking for in the reviews was the quality of the breakfast.
Yes, that's
and,
a big thing for me.
When I sort of kind of got to the point in my research of the breakfast in this place and what they served, and it's all sourced locally, and literally, when we got there and she was walking us through what was in the breakfast buffet each morning, there was a local connection to every item on every platter or every tray.
Yeah, it was amazing. Fantastic breakfast of scones and muffins and cheeses and meats and fresh yogurts and just that great, fantastic, wholesome breakfast.
There was smoked salmon, smoked mackerel, scrambled eggs, which were prepared just gourmet style, fresh brown bread, good Irish butter, and a great cup of coffee.
Yes.
Made in the Italian style in the mocha pot.
And the nicest people who were at the bed and breakfast, both staff and other guests that were there.
Yeah, I mean, this was, I would agree, like just typified in Galway, but throughout our entire trip, Irish hospitality is just outstanding. People are so freaking nice.
They are so friendly and so nice and so accommodating and just a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Yeah. So let's talk about how horrible the weather was while we were in Ireland.
Oh my goodness.
Galway in particular.
We had nothing but sunshine.
I mean, we get sunshine 360 days a year where we live. We go on vacation, we ask for a little bit of clouds, a little bit of rain, and what do we get?
Sunshine!
As far as the eye could see.
We could. Now, we did. There were a few rainy moments on our trip. Well, we have to back this up just
typically overnight or while we were eating breakfast.
Yes. Yeah. We had prepared for rain every single day and umbrellas and rain jackets, and we were actually very blessed with some sunny weather every single day, mostly sunny weather every single day.
Yeah, the temperatures were very moderate no matter what the sky looked like, and it was just a very comfortable. We were very, very blessed and
we
very lucky.
And it was perfect for walking through the town of Galway and walking along the river and just along the row houses and the quaint little canals that come into the river and the wisteria that just hang over the banks and just the colorful life that is happening there.
Yeah, that's a good segue, because when we got there, it's a little hard to tell when you're looking at a map and trying to do some planning how long it's going to take to sort of kind of check out a city and enjoy it. And and so I kind of allocated about half a day or so to kind of walk through the town, what I thought was a kind of a small town of Galway. And then I really had some road trip options for us to continue to kind of explore. But we got to Galway, and it was much bigger than we expected. It was beautiful, and we sort of called a bit of an audible and just dedicated the entire next day, in addition to the half day when we got there, but the entire next day just to hanging out. And our bed and breakfast hostess provided us some nice local options in terms of tours and things to see, places to walk, and we just kind of leaned into that and leveraged that.
We did, and it was a beautiful day, and Galway is a really interesting city in that it's not a city divided, but there's definite parts of the city, and on one part, on the part next to city center, on the side where our bed and breakfast was city center. We literally walked one block to city center with all the pubs and all the life, all the music on the streets, and it's probably a kilometer wise, maybe 2 kilometers long by 2 kilometers wide, a bustling downtown lively area with predominantly pedestrian streets. And on the other side of that, you come out onto a very large square, and there's a college that's
Eyre Square.
I'm sorry, repeat that?
Eyre Square.
Okay, Eyre Square. And then there's a college someplace around there. So you have all the college life, all the students mixed in with kind of this traditional, friendly Irish atmosphere. And then on the other side of town, you cross the bridge and you're in the Clodagh part of town. And the Clodagh was traditionally the many in the 1800s, maybe early 1900s, the fishing community, the part of the community that brought in things from the sea, from the harbor, into city center to sell. And so it's a really interesting mix of architecture and history and modern life and traditional life. It's just a wonderful, beautiful city. That's one of the cities that I would say, if you are visiting Ireland, go to Galway for a day or two and just experience just the life that happens there.
Yeah, the college piece is interesting because this hit us in several cities because it was September. All the students were returning to their respective schools, so there was a bit of energy and vibe and busyness. You could see students in many, many places. We will talk about Dublin in another episode, but you know, the day we went to Trinity College was the day every single freshman was showing up. Yeah. It was not the day to tour Trinity College. But yeah, but it was an exciting place. So I would say, to your point, you have the city center, you have a very quiet, peaceful, residential park kind of area where locals were hanging out, playing with their dogs, and everybody's out walking or running, and it was just great.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you a question. When we were on, when we were in Galway, which we do often when we travel, is we take a food tour. What did you think of the food tour that we did?
The food tour was outstanding. We had a tour guide who I think she was Dutch, but she had been in Ireland long enough to have picked up a little bit of the brogue, so you got a little bit of both. You're very personable, very entertaining. And I didn't know this when we signed up for the food tour, but the second stop, by the second stop, we were tasting whiskeys.
Yes.
And brandy. And then the next stop, we were tasting some local brew. It was the greatest food tour. I mean, when you start off with whiskey, brandy, and stout, boom.
At 10:30 in the morning.
10:30 in the morning. I mean, I guess it's 5:30 somewhere, but it was great. But every store, every location, again, it was focused around local sourced ingredients. Everything you knew exactly where it came from. Could tell it was very fresh and very local. There was the story behind it, the stories about the producers and the history that tied it, and some of the places that we went into, a pub or a building or whatever, there was the history provided about how long. Like, you'll walk past through city center and you'll see kind of a busy pub with a bunch of people hanging out in front of it and not realize the hundreds and hundreds of years that building's been there and what kind of it went
the
through.
The history
and what
of
it
the
was.
Building.
And so with
the
food tour, you kind of get all that. I've yet to be disappointed by any food tour that we've taken in any city. So, and the weather, was a little better than the one we took in Iceland, which was still great. But
yeah, one of the things I found interesting about the food tour was someone posed the question, or maybe our guide brought it up, about what is traditional Irish food, and she kind of steered away from that question in that there's not necessarily a particular
Irish cuisine.
It's all kind of a conglomeration of the people who have been there and where you are, and where we in Galway, there's tons of seafood. I actually tried oyster on the half shell, which I'm proud of myself.
Bravo.
Way out of my comfort zone. But she was very clear that the Irish people take from cultures that they've been influenced by and they're inspired by, and they create just these beautiful, amazing dishes so sourced locally with what they have available to them in Ireland. And it was really an interesting piece of, I guess, food history, if you would call it that.
Yeah, when I was looking for places for us to eat, I was more interested in the quality and source of ingredients. Like, couple of the best meals we had were in Italian restaurants.
Yes.
But it was very clear that the duck and the beef and a lot of the tomatoes and the ingredients were all sourced locally from local farms. And so, it's how you use the local ingredients in creative and interesting ways.
Yeah. That's not to say you can't find some of those things that we think of as traditionally Irish. Like the brown breads are readily available.
Yeah,
and pub food seems to be somewhat the more traditional, what we as Americans might think as traditional Irish cuisine.
And you just don't have to eat a full Irish breakfast every day.
You don't. You don't. Food was absolutely fantastic in Galway.
Yeah, all over the place. All right, well, this was sort of just an intro and to say, hey, we're back and more stories to come and more tales to tell. Like I said, Galway was a really unexpected treat at the tail end of our trip. And
a great way to kind of wind down and after several days of being on the road.
All right, so I thought that would be a good place to start, and I also think this would be a good place to end.
Excellent.
You get to pick the next city subject. So whether you continue to go backwards or you want to go out of order, that'll be totally up to you.
Ooh.
And to our listeners, that will be a surprise, but stay tuned next week for the next episode where Angie gets to pick the city we talk about.
Ooh, how exciting.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hun, where can they find us?
You can find us on Facebook at Travel Vanter, also on Instagram at Travel Vanter, and on our website, travelvanter.com.
And there might be some pictures up there already from our
trip. Yes, on Travel Vanter, both Instagram and Facebook, there are tons of photos, so go check them out and leave comments. Follow us on both platforms.
All right. I love you, hun.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.